Okay, remind me of your name, pronunciation, spelling, and your position with the Kirkland.
TJ McDonnell, McDonnell. My position is the president of the Timmins Tuners.
Timmins Tuners. Okay, and that's basically a classic car club, right?
It's a all car club,
A
so
car
we
club,
go
okay.
everything. Like, it doesn't matter, old or new, daily or not,
Well, I
van.
just might bring my 2020 Hyundai Kona out.
Yeah, for sure. We had one signed up last year.
Oh,
For
really?
sure,
Yeah.
man. Like, that's what this club's all about. It doesn't matter what you drive. We just all love the same thing.
Just, yeah, appreciating the cars. Okay. So
Yeah.
tell me, you've got a new recurring event going on.
Yeah, so it'll be 6 years this September that we started this Cars and Coffee. Once a week, we meet up every Wednesday for about an hour, and then we'll go for a little cruise after. So, yeah, it's just been going on, and we're going into our 5th year. And it'll be, I started it in September 2016 when I moved back up here. I lived here my whole entire life, and then I moved away for a while, and I didn't know anybody. So I just happened to start this group on Facebook and start these meets. And 5, 6 years later, I know about 250, 300 car enthusiasts in the city. So
Wow, who would
kind
have
of,
thought there were
it's
that
amazing.
many?
It's
Yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so have you changed location or something, or?
No, so we've been at that location for 5 years now. We're getting kind of full-ish right now. We're not sure. We're slowly growing as the years pass. So we might be looking this year into another location. And we've had a local company reach out to us and want to host us at, and they have a much bigger parking lot for us. So we're not sure yet. We want to keep it as is where it is. But
That's
we're
a
gonna have a meeting this weekend about it.
pretty good problem to
Yeah, I'll
have.
take it.
So you've been meeting out at Giant Tiger out on Riverside Drive, right?
Yes, sir.
And have you taken on any charitable activities or anything? I know you guys have been good for that.
Yeah, so 3 years ago we started doing our charitable activities. So this year we're going to be hosting our 4th annual poker run and our 4th annual car show. Last year we did a rap battle around Christmas with some kids' toys. We did a mud run in October at 705MX. We do what we can when we can. If anybody needs help, and we can provide it, we'll be there for sure, 100%.
What's the next one? Do you know?
So the next one will be in possibly July. So we're having our annual general meeting this Saturday on the 4th to discuss our fundraisers. And we always yeah, it'll be probably in July, if not maybe August. But and then our car show will be early September as usual as
Okay,
well.
so what charity will you be supporting in July or August?
So our poker run, we like to designate that to local families. So we don't usually pick charitable organizations. So families that are battling, kids with battling cancer, or maybe someone lost their house in a fire. Or so we usually put it out to the members because everybody knows somebody that's having a hard time or struggling these days. And so we'll put it out to the members, and we'll decide on the recipient, and then we'll go from there for the poker run. For the car show, we choose a different local charitable organization every year. So I want to always make sure that every year we switch and we pick someone different locally. It doesn't have to be in Timmins; it could be in Cochrane or Cap or Iroquois Falls. We just like to keep it in Northern Ontario as much as possible.
Okay, and that has to be decided by the membership yet too, right? Which one you'll do
Yes, we
this
all
year.
put it in within the members. We're about 212 members in our private club, and we're always looking for new ones. Not sure about membership this year. We're kind of switching things up. So if anybody's interested in signing up or being a member and helping us with our charitable events and so on and so forth, then they're more than welcome to reach out to our page or
Okay.
me.
Anything else you want to tell me about the group or what you're planning?
All I want to say is just we have a great bunch of people. Like I said at the start of the interview, we have anything from classic cars to muscle cars to just daily driver cars, and we just all get along. We all meet up. Doesn't matter what you drive, we all love the same thing. And we work hard and we work together every year to do these fundraising events. And over the course of 3 years, we've managed to raise $46,000 and given back to the community. So
Wow.
I'm really proud of my group and all the people in it and all the businesses that have been supporting us over the last 5 years. It's been amazing.